The California Water Institute at Fresno State continues to help all of us to better understand water issues. Today, we learn about irrigation management in California.
Good morning, and welcome to Weekly Water Insights, where we dive into the stories, challenges, and solutions shaping California's water future. I'm Laura Ramos from the California Water Institute, and today we're exploring the critical role of irrigation and water districts in managing California's water supply. In a state as vast and agriculturally rich as California, managing water is no small task. Irrigation districts date back to the late 19th century, formed under the Wright Act of 1887, to help farmers access and distribute water effectively. Initially, these districts were focused solely on agriculture irrigation, but over time, they've expanded their scope to include domestic water supply, drainage, flood control, and even electricity generation. Today, these public entities cover over 4.4 million acres, with approximately 2.5 million acres actively irrigated. But what are irrigation and water districts? Irrigation and water districts are specialized public agencies that manage water distribution for agriculture and domestic use. Their primary role is to deliver water to farms, businesses, and homes within their service area. These districts vary in size and function, but they all operate with the goal of ensuring a reliable water supply for their stakeholders. Irrigation districts primarily serve agriculture users, ensuring that farmers have the necessary water to sustain crops. They manage water deliveries from surface water sources such as rivers, reservoirs, and canals, and some also oversee groundwater pumping. Unlike irrigation districts, water districts may provide water for a broader range of uses, including residential and commercial needs. They handle water rights, contracts, and infrastructure to move water where it's needed. These districts are governed by local elected boards that make decisions about water allocations, infrastructure maintenance, and financial planning. Funding typically comes from property-based taxes, water sales, and state or federal grants. Irrigation and water districts will continue to play a pivotal role in shaping California's water future. As climate change intensifies drought cycles and regulatory pressures increase, these entities must find ways to balance water efficiency, environmental sustainability, and equitable access. Collaborative efforts between state agencies, water managers, and communities will be essential in developing resilient water management systems that can withstand future uncertainties. Thank you for joining me on Weekly Water Insights, and don't forget to tune in next week. Together, we can navigate the challenges of water management and build a sustainable future for everyone.
Laura Ramos is the director at the California Water Institute at Fresno State. For more information, you can go to californiawater.org.